The lawsuit challenges the administration's Admissions and Consumer Transparency Supplement, or ACTS, survey that requires colleges and universities to provide years' worth of admissions and student data broken down by race to ensure universities aren't practicing affirmative action. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said in a statement, quote, "The Trump administration is on a fishing expedition demanding unprecedented amounts of data from our colleges and universities under the guise of enforcing civil rights law." The statement continued, quote, "This is the same administration, I'll remind you, that gutted the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, leaving thousands of civil rights complaints and investigations in limbo. This latest sham demand threatens to turn a reliable tool into a partisan bludgeon. California is committed to following the law, and we're going to court to make sure the Trump administration does the same," unquote. The ACTS survey is a shift from the basic information the federal government collected from schools for the Integrated Post-Secondary Education Data System. The lawsuit says that the sheer amount of data sought through the ACTS survey would place a considerable burden on colleges and universities. Attorney General Bonta and the other state attorneys general argue the reporting requirements are unnecessarily costly and burdensome on colleges and universities. They say the Trump administration will use the data to launch partisan investigations. They also argue that the high demand will make it difficult for the colleges and universities to produce usable data to the government on such short notice. The Trump Department of Education has not yet responded to the lawsuit, but the administration has argued that the data is used to help the government enforce Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination based on race and other factors. California and the other states say if the court doesn't intervene, schools will have to undertake expensive, time-consuming processes that could lead to unusable data, and that, they say, could lead to more leverage for the Trump administration to target institutions of higher learning and stick them with expensive fines and penalties for noncompliance. In August, President Trump directed the Department of Education to expand the Integrated Post-Secondary Education Data System. The lawsuit says it's an already required survey. The plaintiffs say the president's directive is meant to address alleged concerns about race-conscious admissions practices. The other states suing the administration include Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.